Welcome to Essentials for Adoption-Attuned Parenting.
Welcome. We're glad you're here with us today. We are Growing Intentional Families Together, an adoption coaching firm. We provide coaching and support before, during, and after adoption. Just to clarify, we do not facilitate adoption, but rather assist pre-adoptive parents and parents who adopted with skilled support so they don't have to go it alone. Not only are we all certified professional coaches, we are all part of an adoptive family. We have three adoptive parents and one adoptee, and you can benefit from our lived expertise. So right now, I'd like you to meet the team at Growing Intentional Families Together. I'm Susan David, and I'm here with coaches Sally Ankerfeld, Gail Swift, and Sharon Butler Obaze. We are taking a guess that some of you out there are wrestling with the decision whether or not to adopt a child. So today, we're going to take some time and share some of our expertise with you, because considering adopting is a really big decision. We're going to address this important question, is adopting a child right for me, from the unique perspectives of each of us. So let's hear from our first adoption coach, Sally Ankerfeld.
Yeah, thanks, Susan. My name is Sally Ankerfeld. Like Susan said, I am an adoptive parent of three children whom my husband and I adopted over the course of many years. Even though it's been years now, I still remember that moment that the question of adopting a child came into my mind. I think of our first child. For that child, it was when my body was telling me that I would not become pregnant without a lot of medical intervention. Even then, it wasn't a guarantee. So then we began to think about adopting a child, my husband and I. I remember at that point thinking about when I was a teenager, where this question came up, because I just want to add a little history here. My parents adopted a child when that child, my sister, was 9.5 months old, and I was like 3.5. And so I grew up in an adoptive family. So coupled with that question of, is adopting a child right for me? I did immediately go to the place of asking myself, would I be a good parent, adoptive parent?
Yeah. You know, Sally, that is a concern I imagine that many people thinking about having a family think about. And I hear that you had that extra concern even early on.
Right.
Share with us how it was with your second child.
Well, so we had our first child in our home, and we began to wonder about expanding our family. So with our second child, I actually had two questions on my mind. The first one was, that a lot of people ask in general, could I handle another child? Then the second question was, we were considering an open adoption experience. And so my husband and I were wondering if we would be appealing to an expectant mother so much so that she might consider placing her child for adoption with us, if that would be her choice. So at that point, we would be submitting a profile to an agency. I know that prospective adoptive parents, most of them do that still today. It just isn't with that traditional photo album like ours, but with an online profile. So we knew that it would be an interactive experience for that second child, and that was part of our question.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of work goes into the process of adopting, and it's so important to really have the time to think about it ahead of time. Mm-hmm. What else was on your mind as you were thinking about it, you know, that next time with your third child?
Right. So we had two children in our home. And we began to ask about a third child. Now, this time that question took on a whole different meaning. Is adopting right for us? Because the third child we were considering was an older child. So then it was like, well, we have younger children in our home. So what would it be like for them if an older child came into the family? So we were thinking about family dynamics. And then we also wondered about, you know, all this information out there floating around about the struggles that some and many, perhaps children who are adopted from foster care can have, what they can face. And so that my husband and I were aware enough of the possibilities. So we ask ourselves, are we emotionally ready for an older child? Will we be equipped to be there for that child in the way they need? I just talked to my husband about this the other night, actually, and he was thinking about that as we were trying to decide. And he just said to me that adopting our third child felt like a really big leap. And I would agree with that.
Yes, I can imagine.
So when I take an airplane view of this question, is adopting a child right for me? It is a very different question to ask than birthing a child, because there are many other people involved, social workers, the first family. So we become different as a family. There are the costs, not just financial. I'm not talking about those, but really the emotional costs, the time costs, so many things like that to consider.
You're so on point, Sally, about so many things that you just mentioned and the costs beyond the financial.
And that really is one of the big reasons why I'm an adoption coach, because I want people who are considering adoption to have the support that this important decision calls for. I would love for people to have somebody else on that journey with them while they're trying to figure out what's best for them, because it was an opportunity that I didn't have. So I'd love for other people to have it, to have like a place where you get information, you get the details, solid information. Somebody who really isn't interested in the outcome one way or the other, but who really wants you to find your answer. So that means that it would open up people to be able to ask hard questions, share hesitancies with somebody who wouldn't judge them. So my goal really is to help others in making a decision they can be confident and feel confident about, however they decide. So Susan, you also adopted three children, just like my husband and I did. Yeah, I bet that your experience was just exactly the same as mine, LOL. If I could put a little LOL for people, that's where it would go, that little smiley face.
Yeah, I tell you, I could have used an adoption coach rather than my dear Aunt Myrtle's advice. And she had plenty of it, not to mention other people that were talking in my ear. So I really relate to that idea. And that's what coaches do, that neutral, creating that neutral, non-judgmental forum for you to have a discussion about what you want. So let me introduce myself again. I'm Susan David, and you've already met me, heard my voice. And as a former prospective adoptive parent, I've been right there where you are now, trying to figure out what my next step was. And for me, it was after lots of infertility treatment. So my questions were, could adoption work for me and my husband with two children from a previous marriage? Yeah, a blended family, right? And on top of that, we happen to be Jewish, which was a concern at the time and even now. And I don't want to get deep into that discussion, but agencies do not always want a Jewish prospective adoptive parent. Let's not go any further than that. They have requirements, and some of them make sense. The other additional factor was my husband was older than the usual adoptive father candidate at the time. So those were not factors favoring adoption, or adopting a child, I should say. So maybe you have real or imagined constraints that have stopped you from deciding one way or another.
Yeah. Wow, Susan, that must have been a very difficult decision. Parenting a blended family is complicated. And hi, everyone, I should say. This is Sharon, and you'll be hearing from me in a moment.
Yeah, Sharon, I would have benefited from some coaching around the process of meshing our two families, the kind we provide at Growing Intentional Families Together. But in the end, I was fortunate to become an adoptive mom of not one, not two, but three children. And just like my children, each adoption was very different. The types of adoption, for example, international, domestic, private, they were different, as was the time we waited, the travel requirements, and the legal requirements. So many aspects of adoption that I needed to understand before I even decided to adopt.
Wow. Susan, where did you find your resources?
Sharon, a few years ago, I was a guest on a podcast, and the host suggested that people could just look up any and all information about adoption on the web. And he happened to be referencing the number one adoption inquiry, which you know, and we all know that is how much does it cost to adopt? So there are lots of numbers that are bandied about. But as we all know, as coaches, there are more costs beyond dollars and cents. And I want to say about the financial piece, that's very different. You know, you can find lots of different numbers and it depends. So that's the kind of thing that you guys all like to say, you don't know what you don't know kind of information. So my point is there are costs, financial costs, but there, as Sally mentioned, other costs. And it's important to consider those when you're thinking about adopting. So a bigger point is there's a lot more to finding out about adoption than simply looking up information on the internet, especially when you're just thinking about it. So right now, you all out there that we're speaking to are not at the point of deciding. But I can tell you from my personal and professional experience that understanding the many ways to adopt, that's just to name one example, and exploring which would be a good fit for you. Those are the kind of things, the important information for you to explore earlier rather than later. And you want to make sure, as my colleague Gail always likes to point out, and you'll meet her in just a moment, you want to make sure that information is reliable too. And we can help you sort that out. The kind of things like red flags that might come up that indicate questionable adoption practices. So exploring adopting or not without judgment and without an agenda is what we do. And together we can look at the who, the what, the why, and the when. It all matters so that whatever you decide is a well-informed, confident choice.
This is Gail Swift. Speaking of when, Susan, listeners may be surprised, possibly even stunned, to learn that even though my husband and I knew before we got married that we could not have biological children, we still waited 13 years before we started the process.
Gail, that's a long time. What took you so long, Gail?
Well, one of my husband's very best friends had been adopted, and it hadn't turned out well. We talked a lot about his fears that something similar could happen to us, so that was one of the reasons for the long wait.
Yeah, that makes sense. It does. And there truly are lots of varied experiences out there of adoption. Adopting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to chime in here and affirm the concerns you had, because my experience as an adoptee with adopted siblings informed me that there are no guarantees.
For sure. And that was a big worry that we had, knowing that sometimes the adoption match doesn't work out. But still, periodically, we revisited the adoption conversation and reaffirmed our intention that, yes, we still wanted to adopt, just not yet. I suspect we were waiting for that elusive perfect time, and that fear factor still lingered in the background.
Gail, you, all of us here at Growing Intentional Families Together have been parents for quite some time, and we can look back and say there is never a perfect time.
You are absolutely right about that, Susan. But you know, we also felt how big the decision was for us and for our respective families. George and I knew we both had to be fully committed to any child that we might want to adopt. We needed to resolve our questions and doubts. If we had had access to a person who could have walked us through the maze of our questions, concerns, and confusion, helped us navigate those difficult conversations, we could have made our decision many years sooner. For us, adopting turned out to be a yes. It may or not be for our listeners. I became an adoption coach so that I can help people find their answers and identify what is holding them back. And as a coach, I'm neutral. Whether they decide to adopt or not to adopt, our commitment is not to a specific outcome, but to helping and guiding people to make a decision that is best for them and based on sound information.
I just have to chime in here about the coaching model for people. I think that's one thing I like about the coaching model is that it is all about the person being in the driver's seat and the coach helping them find what is best for them. And that really, to me, is a beneficial model for this kind of question. You know, I've been listening to the three of us talking, and Sharon, I'm just curious what your perspective would be as an adoptee as you're listening to us talk about wrestling with this first question. Is adopting right for me?
Yes, thank you, Sally. Hi, everyone. I'm an adoptee, as Sally said, and you've heard a lot about adoption from the adoptive parent perspective. If I could spit that out. It's critical that you come to understand how parenting approach will impact the life of the child should you decide to adopt.
Jared, tell us more.
My earliest memories in life is when I was a 9-month-old infant. I know my age only because my adoptive mother confirmed my recollection. I was bouncing in the playpen and the room was dark. There was a lot of light from the radio and the nightlight, which allowed me to see the front room and my grandmother. My parents were in bed just across the room, and my mother kept saying, "Sharon, lay down," very warmly with a smile. And strangely enough, I could understand her words. I was very excited and found it impossible to comply with her request. It was one of the happiest childhood memories that I have.
That is an experience that I wish all adoptive children could have. And it is great that you can still recount that as an adult, Sharon.
Yeah, I realize it's a big shift because we have been looking at creating a family with a decision in mind from the parent's perspective. If you decide to see this through, you will begin to understand that you will experience something new, and more information you have, the better, particularly when it comes to the adoptee's point of view. As was mentioned previously, my full name is Sharon Butler Obaze. Once I completed the search for my birth family and became aware of my birth certificate, which read, "Baby Butler," I decided to include Butler in my name. I have wanted to have a full representation of my story and my identity. I lived a life unaware of the trauma that can lay in my subconscious mind. The Primal Room, written by Nancy Verrier, talks about the feelings of non-being that tend to show up in forms of loneliness, frustration, betrayal, powerlessness, isolation, badness, fear, and shame. Living unaware of the emotional position is typically called the adoptee fog.
This is really important to be talking about from the very beginning as people are considering about adopting a child, because I can see even now for myself as an adoptive parent, when I was back there trying to make the decision, I was not really thinking about the child on the other end, right? I was like looking at my own needs, all those questions I mentioned before. So I'll admit that more of my focus when I was thinking about the decision of it was on me, what I wanted and needed, and not as much on the child.
Yes, Sally, I find that happens pretty often. Mm-hmm. Most people who are thinking about adoption focus on the question of the child's health or maybe even the medical history. I've gained insight in listening to other adult adoptees just like me, and we find that genetic history is top of mind. There are so many testimonials about relationships and the significance of the relationship that they missed.
Sharon, was it about birth families or about adoptive families, the relationships?
Yes. Good question. Most adoptees long for their birth family if they do not have a relationship with them. My own experience was bolstered by listening to other adoptees inspired my search. We attribute feelings of anxiety, depression, and loss of self-worth to adoption, which are shared across the adoption community, regardless of the age at which the adoption occurs. It's important to consider this in your decision to adopt.
Sharon, what do you think might have helped with those feelings?
Yeah, well, many of you have heard, our listeners may have heard of the term open adoption. Unfortunately, my adoption was closed. Perhaps it seems inconsequential to people that are unfamiliar with the side effects of adoption. When I had the opportunity to coach couples who are adopting, they hope they will be well-informed, competent parents wanting to support the best interests of their child. Understanding these aspects of adoption will assist you in making your decision. As an adoptee, I remind you that what may seem unimportant to the adopted parent can be critical to the part of the child's development. While you're deciding whether or not to adopt, an important question that you should ask yourself is, do you have the capacity to manage the tribe that will come with the child you adopt?
Wow, Well, with this discussion alone, we can see that the decision to adopt a child has lots of layers. We're just scratching the surface. That's why we've developed an educational series that will serve as a guide to help you make your own decision if adopting a child is really right for you. And our series is rolling out mid-January 2023. We will be your guides, experts who have done the research, asked the questions, and lived the adoption experience.
And Susan, we invite folks to ask the hard questions because those will give them the best answers.
You're right. This is the first step in the decision-making process, and welcome. It's only the beginning.
Yeah, and just talking today with the three of you, my colleagues, it really shows the importance of these kinds of discussions. It was really great to talk with you all about this today and for our listeners to have you listening.
Thank you, my colleagues Sally Ankerfeld, Gail Swift, and Sharon Butler-Obaze at Growing Intentional Families Together. Again, I'm Susan David. Thank you so much for joining us today. And for more information on our upcoming subscription series, Is Adopting a Child Right for You?, go to giftfamilieservices.com. Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye now.
Thank you for listening to Essentials for Adoption Attuned Parenting.